afternoon, Vondot Radio listeners, and welcome to part two. As you and I, Terry, enter the garden with Salome Jacobs. I'd like to start off with, what's your limitation? What is holding you back? I believe that God is opening doors, doors of opportunity, that God is positioning you and me to be at the right place at the right time. Like the parable of talents, God instills and He blesses us with gifts and talents. The two, well, they increased, they multiplied. The other one, he hid his talent, he hid what the master was giving him. He hid the blessing. Instead of increasing it, he deflated it. So I trust that whatever God instills in you and me, that we use it for His glory. And this is how spiritual keys to unlock your limitations came about. What hurts you blesses you. Darkness is your candle. Your boundaries are your quest. Failure is the key to the kingdom within. When you are anxious or worried, be patient. The key of patience opens the door of happiness. You suppose that you are the lock on the door, but you the key that opens it. So together with God, allow Him Like your 21st birthday, we are given a key. Now, as God gives us that key, let us run with it. Let us follow suit. Let's pursue our dreams, pursue your goals, pursue your desires. But take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will open. What's really holding you back? Fear of failure. Fear of putting one foot before the other. Fear of naysayers. Fear of living or fear of just existing. Fear of what others might say. Fear of pursuing that idea that won't die. That what you thought was imaginary, that spark, that spunk, that thought, that feeling, that inner knowing. Just think about it. Who put it there? Not you or I, but God. He did for you and no one else. So why wonder? What will people say? But what if? If I mess up, gosh, you know, some are lying and waiting for you and I to mess up. If I don't get up, believe you me, God won't see that you and I won't get up. Instead, He will raise us up. If I land that cushy job, if I do my homework, if I hand in my assignments in on time, if I try and allow God, for surely as He has put it in me, He will provide for you and me. So who are you and I listening to? Which voice? The voice of Spirit or the voice of ones who speak against the idea? but who take, run with it, and make it their own. So whose report do you and I really listen to? Just for once, let God do it for you and I. Lord, will you uplift, encourage, acknowledge your presence for us and to us, and lay your hands upon the ones today who are in need of keys to unlock their own limitations, their own what-ifs, their own struggle. For with you and through you are no limitations, but excellence. So come and give birth to that dream that has been lying dormant for years. Hover over us and show us mercy. Where we failed, please forgive, be it thought, word, or deed. Heal the sick, give hope to the destitute, the helpless, show up for the unemployed. Bless the homeless, bless the givers. Where there's grief-stricken, let warmth of hearts be imminent. Where there's doubt, infuse certainty through your word and shed light on things and situations affecting our minds. For you hold the keys to open unlocked doors, unlock contracts, unlock ideas, unlock what-ifs, unlock promotions, unlock job losses, unlock what is hidden, unlock what's dead and revive and restore, so you and I can accomplish what naysayers thought we couldn't. Wake up, get up, dress up, look up, pray up, ask up, believe up, trust your gut up that God wouldn't give an idea that wouldn't come to fruition up. So thank you, Von Dot Radio listeners, for your time spent with me, Salome Jacobs, into the garden. May you be blessed. May God stir and raise in you your potential, your gifts and your talents. And as He raises you, may you acknowledge what He has done for me is so amazing. And so it is, so shall it be.
Good afternoon, and welcome back for another edition of Into the Garden with your host, Salome Jacobs. Trust that you are enjoying your weekend, a well-deserved break, but whatever you do, do it well. So before we start, how about you quickly dash off for a cup of tea or coffee, a glass of juice or water, or whatever you prefer. Simply come back and relax and unwind. As you join me for another dollop of inspirational, motivational, soul poetry. And today the title is, What is Your Red Sea? I stumbled across this because I'd written this in January of this year, and I suppose it's food for thought for myself. I have a Red Sea, you know, and I'm sure like many of you, you just didn't give it a name. But right now, whoever is under the sound of my voice, whoever is in need of healing, whoever is in need of advice, seeking answers, waiting for things to happen, to come their way, ask, pray, and and I'm sure God will open our Red Sea. And the image simply reads, He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. 2 Samuel 11 verse 17. Gosh, it sure has been a while since posting, but hey, in Him I, you rest. Even though early in 2020, none of us, including myself, knows what the year holds, right? But He who reaches down does. So what is your, my Red Sea? Well, when the Israelites faced danger, they crossed the Red Sea, didn't they? Even more so, you and I today. You see, your Red Seas are challenges, obstacles, delays, obstructions, indifferences, lack of knowledge, negligence, denial, blame, moaning and groaning. So why not groan, but groan to God? Groan and grow, for as you and I face the unknown, God opens up your and my Red Sea. What seems as an obstruction right now, God can turn into an instruction. What seems as a delay, God can make a way. What seems as day in and day out, God works out by shaping, molding, equipping you and me. So with my faith, I look to you. With my faith, I reach out to you. And with my faith, I will touch you. For in my Red Sea, I am He who knows what I'm doing. I am He who leads the way. I am He who is able to turn evil into good. I am He who turns obstacles into opportunities. I am He who is able to keep you from falling. I am He. So do not fret, for I, the Lord, your God, goes before thee. I will make every crooked path straight. I will turn the hearts of your employers, turn the hearts of your enemies, turn the hearts of your dictators, turn the hearts of kings, turn the hearts of families. I will turn and do the turnaround. So as I look above and not down, there's a mighty force, a mighty wave, a mighty hand, a mighty word, a mighty power that's waiting on my cry to reach down into my deepest crust, my deepest Red Sea, my chrysalis, my need to realize that He holds the key, my need to be dependent on He, my need for the key that unlocks, my need for the stuff that unblocks, my need to pray instead of complain. So God can contain and detain. So satisfy your soul grieving after Him, moaning after Him, groaning after Him, waiting on Him, listening to Him, praying to Him, resting in Him, looking to Him. For the man, soul sister, prayer warrior who doesn't pray and ask God, cuts them off from the blessings of God. Wake up, get up, dress up, look up, seek my face up, forgive up, pray up, acknowledge your part up, so I can remove your Red Sea up, so you can move on up. And so it is, so shall it be. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Abba Father, for reminding me that I should again, yes, once again, wait on you, rest in you, and believe that you will remove my Red Sea, that you will heal my Red Sea. So when I find myself in a Red Sea moment, I don't expect to walk out on dry land like the Israelites did. But what you and I see, our Red Sea could be bills, could be danger, pain, swallowed up in arthritis, muscular dystrophy, anxiety, stress, discontentment, discouragement, defeat. Whatever the enemy is swinging at you right now, we declare it gone. We declare it done. We declare it finished. Because you and I need to be still. Because it's a scary place to be, I tell you. So if God could do it for Moses, if he could do it for Joshua, if he could do it for David, if he could do it for wise King Solomon of old, allow God to make your Red Sea moment your defining moment. Allow God to position you by the Red Sea so you can be tested to have a testimony in your Red Sea, that you can have an aha moment in your Red Sea. For it's not up to you and I to fight, but it's up to you and I to wait, to pray, to follow, to trust God for healing in my and your Red Sea, to trust God when we feel that danger is all around us, that the virus is all around us, that defeat is all around us, because the enemy sways and throws everything at us. So together with me, let's trust God. As frightening as it is, miracles only come when we need a miracle. Like David slaying Goliath, the walls of Jericho falling, Daniel in the lion's den, and Jesus being raised from the dead, and not forgetting the parting sea. For surely God is putting you and me right now in our Red Sea moment. So I am trusting God to move mountains for me during my Red Sea moment. I'm trusting God to remove the aches and the pains and denial and no matter it is what you are going through or facing, believe God. As the late Oral Roberts prayed, he said, pray, believe, be expectant. So I am expectant of a miracle, and I'm trusting you to be expectant of a miracle so God can shine through our Red Sea moment. So trust that you will have an awesome weekend. And thank you once again for joining me as you and I reflected as you and I took a stroll into the garden. So whatever you face today, look up, pray up, ask up, believe up, and be open to receive up. So until next time, thank you for allowing me into your space and into your humble abode for another dollop of soul poetry into the garden.
You ready?
Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I long to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for a move of God.
Now help me.
Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I long to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for a mighty move of God.
Come on, help me.
Lord, I'm hungry.
Let it be your testimony.
For a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I long to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for a move of God.
Would you give God praise if that's your testimony this morning?